it's good news. I have to say, over the last month or 6 weeks, it's been a fascinating experience actually watching this unfold, because it's extraordinary that people very, very far away from Letterkenny, I'm talking about people in Galway, can make a decision to switch off a service without taking any consideration at all, Greg, about the impact that it's going to have on people. And I'm talking about the 400 people or so that will need diagnostic angiography next year. You know, I've had it in Letterkenny. That suddenly they would have a 400-mile round trip to go to Galway to get the service when it was readily available on their doorstep over the last 12 years. Very safely, I have to say. I don't recollect any patient safety issue or any adverse outcome in relation to one case. It was very, very safe and very sound. There was also very little consideration given to the consultant cardiologist, because one of his, there was a tool taken out of his box of tricks that had impacted on his ability to care and treat for his patients. And I mean, that would be akin to Peter, for instance, the MRI scanner being taken away from him, and he would have to send his patients to wherever to get that service. And of course, the other thing then was that a decision could have been made so casually without the impact on a registered charity, like the people of Donegal that raised €750,000. And this piece of equipment then was going to be used, a service that otherwise wasn't intended for. And it's just extraordinary that those decisions were taken without taking any of those things into consideration.
But even when a description of those decisions and what is to come was being made by Mr. Canavan, very clinical approach to it, maybe that's the way it has to be, about, well, it is what it is. We're going to have a look. If it's safe to do so, we'll do it. But if it's not safe to do so, we'll not do it. And no apologies given. Now, I don't know enough about this to sort of necessarily challenge that as best as I possibly could. But it felt to me very like, you know, very matter of fact. When if I were a member of staff involved in this listing, I'd go, really? You know, is that how it works? Is that how you might view us? Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, Greg, but the mood music, though, very soon before or after this, was that if the Chircon Tribune, and they deserve a huge amount of credit now for bringing this, putting this into the public forum in the first place and keeping it there until decision was made one way or the other. I mean, if that fuss hadn't been made now, Greg, the diagnostic service would have been gone in the hospital, because I don't think any review would have been taken place. A decision was made to stop it, and I think that would have been the end of it.
So you believe, even though it was said otherwise, a decision had been made to withdraw this service from Letterkenny?
Oh, I would say so, because remember that now, you know, the private company that was providing mm-hmm. the mobile service, I mean, they were the catalyst to starting off with this to blow off in the first place. But I mean, the equipment was lying idle in the hospital. It went idle to it with a small eye, because it had been used for other things for the last 4 years. If there was a concerted effort to use this equipment, it would have been done long before this. I think this was an opportunity to close the whole thing down. I think that people who were involved in this saw this for what it is, that it was an opportunity to close it down.